Jason Fenty here for KX93.5. You know, one of the greatest things about my job is I get to hear new music from the around the area, and then I get to play it to you, and once in a while somebody drops in and they get to play live in the studio, and that's just total pleasure for me. A few weeks ago, Clay Guccione sends me a CD, or at least like some tracks online to go to SoundCloud and listen. And it took me a while, and I sort of, you know, it takes me a while to drag myself out of my own stuff. And anyway, the band or the project is called Early Dolphin, and the album is called Return to Whale Island. And Clay's going to be here in a minute. And right now, I'm going to play a track. If I can figure out how to do the buttons, I'm going to play a track off that album. The track is called Time to Reason, from Return to Whale Island by Early Dolphin. Time to Reason. If this button works, let's see, shall we? Wow. I'm dying to know what that says when you play it forwards, Clay. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great to be here.
Man, that is some psychedelic stuff right there.
Yeah.
It's great. Great. Yeah, it sounds so great, too. Yeah. And all that backward... I mean, it's obviously, it's, you know, harks back to another time, but it's really great. I've got to ask you, and you're going to be asked this a million times, every time you go to a radio station, they're going to say, where'd you get the name from? Early Dolphin.
Well, it was just a suggestion from a friend, and I thought it sounded groovy, so I was like, I'll run with that.
Do you think you're going to regret it in the future?
I don't know. Perhaps I'll change the name at some point, but for now, that's the name.
Right. We were having a conversation yesterday, but with some, I think it was with James Levy from Reputant, and we were saying that, you know, do you think that they, like, started to regret people that, like Pink Floyd or Prefab Sprout? They've like, yeah. They're laying down there one night with a big doob in their mouth and a pizza, and they're going, right, oh, I know, Prefab Sprout's a good name.
Let's go with it.
And then, yeah, like, 3 years later, they're like, oh,
they're like, it's a little far out.
Well, you know, Early Dolphin isn't that weird a name.
No.
It's not Prefab Sprout, is it?
No.
And where are you from, Clay?
I grew up in South Orange County. And
so you're from around here?
I'm from around here. And I was up in L.A. for about 9 years prior to moving back to Laguna. Here I am, and looking forward to making some more music in this great town. And
what were you doing in L.A.? Were you sort of trying to do the big city thing?
Went to school, went to art school up there too, and just was really just trying to make music and play out a lot, and just decided to come back.
Well, welcome home, man.
Thank you very much.
You know, Laguna is traditionally an art colony, and it's difficult these days to be an art colony because it's so expensive to live here.
It sure is.
You know, so we're always glad that somebody's here with something to say and saying it in such a brilliant way as you. Will you play us a song?
Sure.
You've got your guitar there, so presumably you're going to play us a song. Otherwise, yeah. I don't know what you're doing with that thing.
Yeah, that's what I brought it in for. But it's going to be acoustic today, of course. This is Long Before. There are many things I want to tell you. There are many things that I could sell you long before your time. Getting ready for the endless changes in a world that keeps on changing paces right before your eyes. Oh, you're running out of steam before the end. Came along so far and then you quit. It starts with the morning breeze and later a storm in a falling tree. Crowded city, mad rush, it's a waste of money. Never mind. The time and the seasons grow, and then you fly up to the crescent glow. Live together in the middle of a storm cloud. See you floating down the river in your new gown. I'll arrive on time. Live together in the middle of a storm drain. See you floating down the river in your new rain.
I'll arrive on time now. I want to sell you long before your time.
Clay Guccione on KX 93.5 live in the studio, man. What was the name of that song again?
That was Long Before.
Long Before, and that's on Return to
Whale Island. Island. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Really great stuff. And where do you record your album?
It's in my home studio. It's all done analog and digitally, both hybrid.
Oh man, it sounds so expensive, this thing, and yet you did it on the cheap.
Yeah,
it sounds great.
Well, not on the cheap, just set at my home studio. Actually, on the expensive.
What do you mean? What? Because the gear was so expensive to buy.
Yeah,
but you know what? Next record you make, that's on the cheap. Because it's already paid for. You've already done it.
That's very true.
You know what I mean?
Cool, man.
Yeah, no, there was a time when, you know, when I was coming up, just so expensive to get, like, to make a sound like that would cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Like the mastering engineers say, why don't you just go to a studio? A mic pre costs like $2,000. So it's like,
yeah, well, they're just trying to
get your business.
Of course they are. We're all trying to get business. How are you going to make a living down here in Orange County now that you're back?
Well, I'm a graphic designer. That's my day job.
Ah.
So I do, like, you know, logos and all that kind of stuff, and paint a little, and more of a graphic artist, but...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody needs graphic designing doing...
Well...
They should get in touch with Clay.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, I see, right. You're a bit choosy about the jobs.
No, I like it, but, you know... Yeah. But that's my day job.
Right, it's just we call it your dumb job.
I enjoy it because it's creative.
Right.
And I'm also a visual artist, so... It's a good gig.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of lucky, really, because... Some people have to, like, do a wait, or, you know, they have to go into wait tables or whatever, or paint walls, you know. So at least, as you say, it's a creative thing. Yeah.
So.
Cool, man. Who's on the record? Do you play all the instruments, or?
I play and sing guitar. Drums, we have Ryland Steen. And on bass guitar, it's Michael Myers.
He's a
friend from school.
Right, I noticed that. There's a drummer in town called Michael Myers. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
He's so when I saw that, I'm like, Mike Myers playing? What? Oh. But there's also Mike Myers, a famous Canadian comedian. So
maybe we could have two Mike Myerses in the band. That would be pretty cool.
That would be classic.
That'd be psychedelic.
That would be weird. You want to play another song for us, mate?
Sure, yeah. This one's Story to Tell.
Story to Tell.
Yeah.
Clay Guccione from Early Dolphin on KX 93.5 when you're ready, mate.
Okay.
It looks like the wind's got us drifting deeper to sea. The anchor is lost in the fog, it won't allow us to see. You wonder how long it'll be till they notice we're gone. The air in the raft is deflated, but you're holding on. Tread for your life if you still have the strength.
it's only a while. See what you've done, it's made me so young. Now I ought to smile. Like the days are getting longer, and winter is past. When you washed upon the shore with the sticks, the shells and the glass, you wonder how long it'll be for the new leaf to turn. Well, I guess it was luck when the warm light of summer returned. Run for your life if you still have a chance. You're free and it's clear. See what you've done has kept me so young. Now I ought to smile. Like the times have a story to tell you again. Oh, it looks like the times have a story to tell you again. Oh, it looks like the times have a story to tell you again. Oh, it looks like the times have a story to tell you again.
Clay Guccione on KX 93.5 of Early Dolphin. We're going to hear a lot about you in town because you're going to be playing out, I'm sure, a lot, and I'll be happy to pass on, you know, your information to local promoters and whatnot.
Cause hey, thanks, Jason.
I just think you're going to be, you just fit in so nice in town.
Thank you.
Really cool. Now, I don't know, I feel a bit weird drawing attention to this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Most of my life, I've sung American rock and roll music, and oftentimes, I slip into an American accent. I can't help it. John Lennon was famously asked, you know, why do you sing in an American accent? And he said, it sounds better. Right? But you're an American guy and you have an English accent when you sing to a large degree. I don't want to embarrass you because I think it sounds really great. I'm not being weird about it. Just...
No, I mean, a lot of my favorite bands come from England, you know, the Beatles, the Kinks, you know, Pink Floyd, on and on, Nick Drake.
Well, I was going to mention Nick Drake, who's just like my great hero.
Amazing.
And the Pink Floyd and the Small Faces and the Kinks, these are the bands I grew up listening to, you know. And Nick Drake was never off, you know, just never off.
Yeah.
And you familiar with John Martin?
Yeah, a little bit.
John was a big hero of mine too, and he was friends with Nick Drake.
Awesome.
Back in the early days of Island Records. They were the first white artist signed to Island, you know.
And then I like some American groups too, of course, like Arthur Lee Love.
Oh yeah.
Birds, the Beach Boys, all the greats from California and stuff. So the Doors, you know.
Yeah. So. But that English thing is really a good twist, and it sounds great, and you do it well. And he doesn't sound, even to my critical English ears, you know what I mean? And I would be totally like critical. I'd be like, oh, that guy sounds like a strange. But no, you sound totally authentic.
At least I don't talk like that, though, right?
No.
Maybe sing is okay, but talk.
Right, I'd have kicked you out of here by now.
Hey, mate.
Right, exactly. I would have totally like, let's get this guy out of here.
Come out of here.
I'm going to play another track from from the CD. Where can people get the CD, by the way?
Right now, it's only available digitally at a Bandcamp, earlydolphin.bandcamp.com. You can do a full download.
Yep.
And typically you can get the cassette, but it's sold out right now from Burger Records, which is a Fullerton-based indie label.
Oh, that's cool.
That has been supporting me, so they're great.
That's very nice of them. I need to find out more about them. And so, but would you do you burn copies to take to gigs or something?
Well, originally I did a run of CDs, and I ended up giving them all away. Right. And I'm just about to place another order. You know, you've heard it all before.
I know.
But right now, most people are digital these days anyhow.
And
so
they can figure out how to do it.
Go to the computer, go earlydolphin.bandcamp.com.
All right.
Download it, put it on your iPhone or whatever, your iPod.
Right. Any gigs coming up, or do I have to figure that out for you?
I think you need to figure that out for me, Jason. We just played a few weeks ago up in Venice Beach. That was cool, but that was a full band thing.
All right. Well, there's places around town to play, and yeah. I know that the station will try and be supportive. Man, it's your music's great. You deserve, you know, to be making money out of this.
Thank you,
Jason.
That's what
I'm trying to say. All right, let's play another track from Return to Whale Island. Early Dolphin, Clegg Johnny, thank you very much for coming in, sir.
Thank you very much.
This is a track called, if I can hit the button right, it's called, is it Gordy or Geordie?
Gordy.
Gordy, all right. Clegg Johnny and Early Dolphin.
Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, it's a song about a Laguna Beach local, actually my great uncle that hung out here on the beach for many years, and he's known in the area. As a soulful man, so.
Excellent.
The song's for you, Gordy.
All right, Gordy on KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.